సహనవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం బ్రహ్మవిదాప్నోతి పరం. తదేషాభ్యుక్త సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ. యో వేద నిహితం గుహాయాం పరమే వ్యోమన్. సోష్ణుతే సర్వాన్ కామాన్ సహ. బ్రహ్మణా విపశ్చితేతి
We have to carefully see the connection between word and its meaning, and for which itself there is an analysis of these words and their meanings. And sometimes words mean the object totally, sometimes the same words mean a given aspect of the object. It's like, I can give you another example. Somebody asks me this question: what is the area of the Beckenham? What is the, now, how vast, how big is Beckenham? How many miles it goes to? What is the area? How much land is there in the area of Beckenham? How big is Beckenham? They ask me. There the word Beckenham indicates what? The whole of Beckenham. When I say I live in Beckenham, a given part, in a given place in Beckenham. Not the whole Beckenham. It doesn't mean definitely, I live in Beckenham does not mean what? I live in the whole of Beckenham. So, ekadesha padartha and purna padartha. Similarly here, I am going to Watford this evening. When I say, I mean the, actually when I say I here, I mean the whole individual I, the whole of the individual me, which includes my body, which includes my mind, which includes my sense powers, which includes my powers of organs of actions, which includes my pranas, which includes my what now, of course, the consciousness. Sthula, sukshma, karana, isn't it? You know what is an individual? Sahita, atma. The atma, the consciousness, isn't it? With all of them together is an individual. So I am going this evening to Watford. Means there, that I means what? The totality of the individual. All the aspects of individual. This is a purna padartha. I watch television. When I say there, who is watching? My body is not watching, isn't it? There, The I means what? Just the eyes. Eyes. When I'm really upset when I say the I does not mean the Purna Padarthaha, only the mind. I watch when I say not the Purna Padarthaha, I does not mean the Purna Padartha, Ekadesha Aftipa, Ekadesha Padartha, only one aspect, eyes. I'm happy when I say body is not there, included there, only the mind, Ekadesha. One aspect of the meaning, isn't it? I'm hungry when you say only the prana. So the different, understand now? This Ekadesha Padarthaha is also called what? Lakshyarthaha, the implied meaning. Purna Padarthaha is a Mukhyarthaha. Ekadesha Padarthaha is Lakshyarthaha. That we'll again see this difference between Ekadesha Padarthaha and Purna Padarthaha, the primary meaning or the secondary or the implied meaning of the words. We'll again analyze when we do the next class, the following class, because when we really enter into the actual study of the Upanishad. Today I want to start with the meaning of the word Brahman. What is Brahman? And here Brahman, this word has come from the root brum. The verb is brumhati, means grows into a big thing. But Brahma means big. Brahma means big, great. And Brahma, when you say big, is an adjective. Being an adjective, a descriptive word, being a descriptive word, an adjective, it's a relative term. Being a relative term, you will ask, naturally the question will come what? How big is that? Brahman, no, Brahman is big. That which is big is Brahman. If you say, how big it is? The next question will come, how big it is? Because so many things which are big things. One thing becomes bigger than the other and compared to another. Being a relative term, which big thing should I take as Brahman? Which is implied by the term Brahman? That which is big is Brahman. Therefore, the one who knows the big thing, Brahman, attains moksha. So what does this word adjective and being relative, what does it mean? How big is it? Which should I take? In India, we have to say this expression, my God, big mosquito. In a mosquito also we use the adjective, tiny little mosquito. Also, we use the word adjective, sometimes giant mosquitoes come. You know, it's a very big mosquito. And there was small, mosquito such a smaller, but use the word big there. That means there are small mosquitoes. Therefore, we use the term big to mean even the mosquito. Big mountain. And there are bigger mountains also. So the big is a relative term, can be used in different contexts, comparing so many things of different species or different things, use the term. So what does big relative means? You have, therefore, you have to ask how big it is. That which is big is Brahman means. How big it is, so that I can know what is implied by the word Brahman. In order to know what is that big thing, I want to know how big is it. Therefore, Brihatvat Brahma ityuchyate. Due to its bigness, it is called known by the word Brahman. That Brahman, therefore we need what now? The answer for what is that big thing? The first word comes Anantam. We have to see the meaning of the word Anantam. Antam means an end, limitation. Anantam na antaha, so na antam yasya, tad anantam. Now, antam means an end or limitation. Anantam means endless, limitless, okay, infinite. Antam is a finite, and we say anantam, infinite. So limitations, no, limitless, endless, endless, infinite, or limitless is anantam. If we say it is limitless, how limitless it is. How limitless it is. So anything big is measurable, comparable. Therefore here big means you have to say incomparably big. Immeasurably big, limitlessly big. Therefore we say what? Anantam Brahma. Infinitely big. Therefore limitlessly big, to understand, is immeasurable bigness. Limitless bigness. Infinite bigness. So to understand how big is it? So limitlessly big means we say what are all the limitations? The limitations are what is that which can limit something? No? We say kalaha, deshaha, vastu. There are three possible limitations. There is no fourth limitation. And then limitation is called parichedaha. Parichedaha. So desha parichedaha, kala parichedaha, and vastu parichedaha. Desha parichedaha, spatial limitation. Kala parichedaha, time limitation. And vastu parichedaha, object limitation, object-wise limitation. And we say Brahman is that which is big, limitlessly big, free from all the three possible limitations. So it is free from spatial limitation, means Brahman is spatially limitless. An object occupying or given place, existing in a given place, being absent in another place, is said to have object limitation. Being present in one place, being absent in other place is what? Being spatially limited. Being present in one place, thereby being absent in other place, is called being spatially limited. And if any say Brahman is spatially limitless, Brahman is present everywhere. There is nowhere Brahman is absent. Not only Brahman is not absent anywhere, Brahman is present everywhere. There is presence of Brahman everywhere. But still, there is also what? Not only that, one may be present every day in one place. Every Sunday, you are absent in your office. You are present at home. Every day you are present in your office. 5 days a week you are present in your office. Weekends you are absent in your office. Weekends you are present at home. And the rest of the days you are absent at home. So being present in one time and being absent in another time is time limitation. So the physical body is what? Is subject to time limitation. Means there is a time that a body was absent, there is a time and the body is present, and after expiry, after death, again there is absence. This being present at one time and being absent in other time is called time limitation. When I say Brahman is free from time limitation, means what? Brahman is always. So spatially limitless is Brahman. When you say Brahman is all pervasive. When you say Brahman is time wise limitless, there is no time, Brahman is absent. Therefore, Brahman is time wise limitless. That means Brahman cannot have beginning, cannot have an end. Therefore, what? The beginningless, endless, changeless is what? Here we say everlasting, ever present. Therefore, we say what? It is eternal, all pervasive, and then eternal. If it is eternal, then Brahman is also what? Now we say object wise also is not limited. One given object really is limited by every other object. Why? Being not the same, being different from the other object, one given object being different from another object, not being the other object, is being limited by other object. When you say mic, mic is only the mic. Mic cannot be the table, mic cannot be the chair, mic cannot be any other object other than being the mic. Why? Micness is different from what? Mic enjoys micness, isn't it? It does not, it cannot be have tableness, it cannot have flowerness, it cannot have human beingness, it cannot have any otherness, isn't it? So then sometimes we say that thum is the affix used to make mean this, That means one object, one object really dismisses all other natures. Therefore, one object not being another object is being different from other object. Being different from other object is being limited by other objects. It limits the other object. It's limited by the other object. Table cannot be the chair. Chair cannot be the table. Because table has tableness, chair has chairness, and being different from each other, they limit each other. So being limited by other object is said to be what? Being subject to object limitation. What about Brahman? Brahman is free from object limitation. How? For a thing not to be limited by other object, there should not be another object at all. If there is another object, then it is limited, it will be limited by another object. Brahman is not limited by any other object because there is no second object, second thing other than Brahman. There is no second thing other than Brahman. Therefore, two things must be there for one to be different from the other. Thereby, in order to be limited by the other, more than one is there, one more thing is there to limit this. There is no second thing other than Brahman. Therefore, Advitiyam Brahma, secondless. Brahman being a secondless reality. Second thing other than Brahman being not there, Advitiyatvat, due to its secondlessness, is a what? It is free from object limitation. And due to its not only secondlessness, because of its oneness. How do you say? Non-duality, Advayatvat. Because it is a non-dual reality, because a only reality, because a secondless reality, Advayatvat, Advitiyatvat, Ekatvat, Brahma, what now? Is free from Vastu Parichedaha. It is free from object limitation. Now we have to understand all these things later on. How, what is, there is only Brahman, there is a different, understanding is a different thing, isn't it? The first step. We are seeing the meanings of the word Anantam. The one word Anantam tells Brahman being free from three possible limitations. Time, space and object. Therefore, we say, what is Anantam? We say, what is Brahman? Big. What is Brahman? Big. The big didn't tell me very clearly. Anantam. What is Anantam? Infinite. Infinitely big means, limitlessly big means, how limitlessly it is big? Spatially, is it? It is free from spatial limitation. It is free from time limitation. It is free from object limitation. Therefore, it is limitlessly big. Being free from all the possible limitations, it is limitlessly big. Therefore, we say, Deka Vastu Aparichinnam. Vastu Aparichinnam means not limited by objects because of its, remember these three words, Ekatvat, Advitiyatvat, Advayatvat. Due to its oneness, due to its secondlessness, due to its being non-dual, there is no another object. It is free from what? Object limitation. Sarva gatatvat, sarva vyapakatvat, due to its all pervasiveness, what now? It is spatially limitless. Nityatvat, due to its eternity, is it? Nityatvat, it is time-wise limitless. I want to remember this Sanskrit terms. Okay? Ekatvat, Advayatvat, Advitiyatvat, Advayatvat, Brahma, Vastutaha Aparichinnam. Sanskrit sentence. Sarvagatatvat, Brahma deshataha aparichinnam. Nityatvate Brahma kalataha aparichinnam. The Sanskrit sentences. What is English? Due to its all pervasiveness, it is spatially limitless. Due to its eternity, it is time-wise limitless. Due to its oneness, secondlessness, non-dual nature, it is object-wise limitless. Therefore, Brahman is that which is immeasurably, infinitely, limitlessly big. Ananta shabdasya artaha yeshaha is what the meaning of the word ananta. Now, what is that which is all pervasive, eternal, non-dual reality? Satyam, satyam, satyam. The word satyam means what? In dharma context, the word satyam means truthfulness, honesty, sincerity, genuineness. But in jnanam context, satyam means existence. We have to see the meaning. Which context is it used? Dharma, the context of dharma or context of jnanam? Here jnanam. So satyam is existence. Existence, when you say Brahman is existence, existence is Brahman. And existence, how is it? It is there as the existence all the time. Brahman the existence. Which existence? Everlasting, all pervasive, eternal, non-dual reality existence is always there. Means I must be able to experience that Brahman. If it is always there, why am I not able to experience that Brahman? And if it is everywhere, I should be able to see Brahman right here now in front of me. Because all pervasive, It must be here also. I don't need to go in search of Brahman somewhere. I don't need to wait for the death to happen to go and see in heaven, to shake hands. No. Here itself, now itself. Here, now, here and now. Because, why? Kalataha aparichinnam, deshataha aparichinnam, all pervasive, it must be here. Everlasting, isn't it? It is time-wise, it is limitless. It must be eternal means now. Yes, that Brahman is now here available. What is the Brahman? Existence. As the existence of everything here. As existence of time, Brahman is. Existence of space, Brahman is. As existence of every object which exists within the realm of time and space, existence is. Existence enjoyed by everything here. When you say time is, time plus is, time plus existence is equal to time is. Space is, when you say space plus existence is equal to space is. The meaning of the word is existence. And any object which exists within the realm of time and space enjoys existence. Existence is enjoyed by every object as the which is expressed as the meaning of the word is. Mic is, light is, people are, teaching is. So the meaning of the word is, meaning of the word are, actually is existence. People plus existence is equal to people are. Teaching plus existence is equal to teaching is or happens. Sound plus existence is equal to sound is. Therefore, existence is seen, experienced along with every object in the world. Experiencer plus existence is equal to experiencer is. Experience plus existence is equal to experience is. Experienced plus existence is equal to experienced object is. And is, the existence is one common thing which is there with experiencer, experience and the experienced. Experiencer is different from the experience. Experience is different from the experienced. But what is one thing common with all of them is experience, existence. Do you get it? Existence is one thing which is common with the experiencer, existence of the experiencer, existence of experience, existence of the experienced, experienced object is not outside of existence. Therefore, Brahman is Brahman, the existence is always everywhere experienced as the experiencer, experience and the experienced. In waking, there is experience, experience, experiencer, experience and the experienced. Experienced world is, experience of the world is, because the experiencer is, therefore existence is, isn't it? Existence is, therefore, what? No, existence is, I got it? And in dream world also, dream experience is, experienced dream world is, and then there is an experiencer also is. No time, existence is not, existence is with the experiencer in the waking state. Existence is with the experiencer in the dream state. Existence is there with the, in what, on deep sleep state also. There's experiencer in the dream state, deep sleep state. There's experience, deep sleep state itself is an experience. Isn't it? When you say deep, there is experience of the deep sleep state. And there is an experiencer in deep sleep state. And what is experienced in deep sleep state? Absence of the universe is experienced. Absence is the object there, isn't it? Absence of the universe is experienced. Do you get what I'm saying? Presence is experienced in waking state. Absence of the universe is experienced in deep sleep state. Doesn't matter. It's experience, this experience of the presence, of the absence. I mean, there's, what is experienced? The presence is experienced, the absence is experienced, which is, absence is the object of experience, presence is the object of experience. Do you get what I'm saying? Therefore, experience, say, presence is, absence is, presence of the world is, isn't it? So, existence is, presence is, when you say, presence, existence plus presence of the world is. Existence plus absence is. Existence plus dream experience, dream world is. So remember, this is very important to think about. Remember, light plus existence is equal to light is. when you say light is, do you experience light or not? You experience light. When you say light is, you experience light, you are experiencing existence. Which fraction of second can you miss existence? Never. Do you get what I'm saying? Which fraction of second can you miss existence? All the time you are experiencing Brahman, the existence. All the time. Always, everywhere, as the existence of every object. When you experience Brahman as the existence of everything which is experienced, and as the existence of the experience, or the existence of the experiencer, isn't it? It is very subtle. We are experiencing always, everywhere, Brahman, the existence, as the existence of the experiencer, I, as the existence of the experience and the existence of the experienced object. That existence which you experience is manifest existence. The existence which I am experiencing is a manifest existence. Vyakta Satta. Satyam is another word for Satyam is Satta. Vyakta Satta means manifest existence. Be with me step by step. Don't read other books until I conclude my teaching. Not only now. And then, because we go step by step, it won't be confusing. It'll be clear. It's like nice jamun kept in front of you. Just you have to take it and gulp it. How easy it is. It's like, well, so, because you have to go step by step. Then what is Brahman? When you say that the existence that you are experiencing here is Brahman, but still it's not very clear, means, I don't know. When you say light is, when you say light plus existence is equal to light is. Existence minus light is equal to Brahman, pure Brahman, pure existence. You cannot really physically undo the light, or physically undo the flower. Now you can say, when you say flower bunch is, pushpa gucchaha asti, when you say flower bunch is, flower, you can make it easy, you know, nice, colorful, beautiful flowers, when you see, you feel light and fresh. You won't feel dry. Flower bunch is, when you say flower bunch plus existence is equal to flower bunch is. And what is Brahman here? existence is Brahman. But still I can't see that. You cannot see. You have to see, you know. So existence, my flower bunch plus existence is equal to flower bunch is, therefore, existence minus flower bunch is equal to pure existence. But pure existence you cannot experience. Get it? Pure existence you cannot experience. We are always, everywhere, in every situation, we are experiencing manifest existence. We can never experience pure existence. Because to be able to experience something, it must be object of experience. You can experience manifest existence, but pure existence is not an object of experience. Therefore, it cannot be experienced. If it cannot be experienced, if it is not an object, then what is that satyam, the existence? Now to come from there now. Okay? Anantam Satyam. From there you have to go to Jnanam. Next class when we meet, I'll redo this part again. We'll go from Brahman, we'll go to Anantam, we'll go to Satyam, then we'll come to Jnanam. We are only seeing the first, you know, the brief meaning. We have not yet gone to the elaborate explanation. The elaborate explanation should really resolve all your doubts. The brief meaning we have not yet completed. Therefore, don't make any conclusion today that you have not understood, you are confused, or anything. Just be open. Whatever you have heard and received today, what you understood. Leave it there. It's okay? Now at least one thing you are sure today. What is that? We are experiencing Brahman, the existence. Do you agree with me or not? Are we not experiencing existence? But what is the existence we are experiencing? Is Brahman. Brahman is not experienced. Brahman, the pure existence, is not experienced. Brahman, the pure existence, cannot be experienced. Because Brahman, the pure existence, is not an object of experience, but still the existence which of every object is Brahman. I got it? The existence enjoyed by every object experienced is Brahman. It's like what? Water is not the wave, but the wave is water. Pure existence is not the manifest existence, but the manifest existence is pure existence. Is it clear? My face reflected in the mirror, is it? My face is not the reflection of the face in the mirror, but the reflection is of my face. Is it clear or not? Original face is not the reflection, but the reflection is nothing but of the face. Similarly, pure existence is not experienceable, not experienced, because it is not an object, but every object experienced enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by every object is manifest existence. That manifest existence is always, everywhere experienced, available for experience. Is it clear? Satyam. But how to know what pure existence is? So, all pervasive, spatially limitless, eternal, time-wise limitless, object-wise limitless, secondless, non-dual, only reality is existence, pure existence, which is always available for experience as the manifest existence, as existence of everything in this world. I am, when you say, there is what? Meaning of the word am is existence. You are, when you say, meaning of are is existence. He is, she is, it is, that is, those are, these are, the world is, everything is, are, when you say, the meaning of is, are, am, is what? Existence, which is manifest existence. Okay? But that manifest existence is what? Okay, manifestation of pure existence. It's like what? The reflection in the mirror, okay, is what? Reflection of my original face. Similarly, the existence which we experience as existence of everything is what? Manifestation of manifest existence is manifestation of pure existence, which is Brahman. So manifest existence we are experiencing. We should not say we experience. We experienced. No. We are always experiencing choicelessly. But pure existence cannot be experienced. But what is that non-experienceable pure existence? We'll see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.